Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 3 through 6. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the believers at the church of Philippi. And note what he says. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That's Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. And we see here that Paul had a great love and desire for the believers there at the church at Philippi. He was thankful for their fellowship in the gospel. He was thankful for the fact that they were able to work together in the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he realized that God was at work in their life. Notice what he says in verse 6. Being confident, that is, Paul was certain that God was working in the life of the Philippians, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed, Paul was confident of God's working in the life of the Philippians, but beloved, for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 is quite an encouraging verse for us to consider today as well, because it speaks concerning the working of God in our lives. He says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it at the day of Jesus Christ. What is Paul talking about there? He's talking about our security as Christians. Because truly, it is God that has begun a good work in us at the moment of our salvation. The very moment we trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, saved us from the destruction of sin and has given to us eternal life. But not only that, God will perform a work in us as Christians. That speaks of sanctification throughout our entire life. Yes, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are born again Christians, we are children of God, we are those who are very special to the Lord, but our salvation doesn't stop there. As we go throughout the day-by-day living and as we spend time in the Word of God and yield to the Spirit of God, God continues to conform us more into the image of Jesus Christ. And then we see that God will complete a good work in us. What is that talking about? It is talking about our secure home in heaven. Heaven is the location of God, where He lives. And heaven is the location where you and I will spend eternity with Him in heaven, in a land without tears, in a time without end. And so what we see here in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 is the entire process of our salvation. God began a good work in us at the point of our salvation. He continues to perform a good work in us as we grow in Christ, and He will complete a good work in us when we see Him face to face in heaven. Isn't that great news? Aren't you thankful to be a Christian? Indeed, I am. If you're not a Christian, call upon His name today and be saved, and then rejoice over what you have in Christ. Father, I thank you for this great work that you are performing in each and every one of our lives as Christians. Take this verse of Scripture to encourage us today, that we might be focused on you and live for your glory daily in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.